Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and this is not fake news. Tonight we're going to talk about, can you believe we're only two-thirds of the way through 2020? This has been the longest decade. 2020 is the longest decade I've ever lived through in my entire life. And we're only two-thirds of the way through it. And the worst thing is I think the worst third, at least for guys and gals here in the United States and people in Belarus. Like, I think the worst is yet to come. So tonight we're gonna talk about a story that, and number one, I hope you appreciated my thumbnail. I tried very hard to make that bottle of Elmer's glue look legit, like it was on the couch with her. But we're gonna talk about this story because, number one, it's a crazy story, but number two, more importantly, I should say, it will show you the lengths that people will go through to get away with a lie. And what was to be accomplished? Was it money? Was it winning a trip around the world? What did she gain out of this? Nothing. Maybe a little bit of revenge. I think that was enough, because there's nothing else she could have gotten out of this. And the third part and the third takeaway out of this, and we'll talk about it when I read it in the article, is that a man that was supposedly did this, and his brother, a witness, both said he didn't, and against a woman's word that he did. Well, her word alone stood up more, and only when CCTV or closed circuit television proved that she was lying was anything done. Now, can you imagine a situation where somebody does something like this, that glues her lip shut, she glues herself shut, and without that TV, she would have been toast. So let me read the heading here. She glued her lips shut as part of a plot to frame ex-boyfriend for kidnap. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Yes, she glued her southern lips just shut as part of a plot to frame her ex. A woman in Spain falsely claimed her ex absconded with her in front of her home on October 2016, leading him to spend several days in jail before CCTV footage revealed she had lied about it. Now again, without that, he might have been toast. Vanessa Gesto accused her ex-boyfriend, whom the Daily Wire will not name because he's innocent of the charges, outside of her home and then dumping her partially dressed elsewhere after pouring super glue into her. She told police that her ex-boyfriend abducted her in a black car. The ex-boyfriend was arrested and spent several days in jail before Gesto's lies were uncovered, the Daily Mail reported. CCTV cameras showed Gesto buying what police called an absconsion kit, including kitchen utensils she used to slice herself, from an Asian-run supermarket in Bembiri. And if you notice, yes, I'm dancing around the usual words that YouTube doesn't like. An additional footage showed that the only vehicle that drove past the area where she claimed she was taken was a garbage truck, not the car she claimed her ex drove. So she went out and bought a kit that made it look like he had very bad plans for her and was going to harm her. In the meantime, he was nowhere in the area. His vehicle wasn't there. Thank goodness for CCTV. Or again, this guy might have been toast. But again, you know, we talk about, hey, women will do some crazy things to blame a guy for something. And, you know, this believe all women, just that doesn't make sense. I mean, how many times do we have to go through this? A lot of you guys, some older guys will know this story. Younger guys may not. But just do Duke lacrosse scandal. And it was a team of, I think, five Duke lacrosse players at Duke University who were blamed for doing something to a woman. One of them had and supposedly it happened at this time of night. One of them had a receipt from an ATM on the far side of town. So he could not have been there physically. Like, they had the TV camera from the bank. When people use the ATM, they get video of it. They had video of him. They had receipt of it. And they still charged him. I mean, there's a point where you say, you know, if I cannot, like, if any defense I put forward is just not going to be believed, even with hard science, and a person's word, more specifically a woman's word, is going to hold up over that, there is only one 100% safe bet: avoiding women. Now, of course, this is why you also, you know, red flag and check them for red flags when you're dating and things like that. But there's a certain point in time where you can realize, like, man, the deck is stacked so heavily against guys. They continue on. The Mail reported that on Thursday, Gesta was convicted in the Spanish city of Leon on two counts of making false police report. That's it. Two counts of making a false police report. That is nothing. They need to come up with some sort of laws that are going to have a harsher penalty to people that are lying about this stuff. Because if he went away, man, I mean, that could have been an exceptionally, exceptionally long time. And again, without proof, the he said, she said stuff doesn't work. There's so many cases where this is being proven to be false. Anyway, they say she got sentenced 10 years, a lengthy sentence for a woman who made up a false claim against a man. Now, here's a key takeaway. Typically, women who falsely accuse guys of crimes, especially crimes of an adult nature, receive little to no punishment, especially in America. That should worry you. And if any of you have fathers, brothers, sons, it should worry everybody about this stuff. Because if it continually gets worse, imagine what it's going to be like in another 10 or 20 years. They said prosecutors in the case, according to the Mail, requested Gesto be sentenced to 11 years and 8 months. In addition to her lengthy sentence, she was ordered to pay her ex-boyfriend 25,000 euro, or which is about 29,000 US dollars. The outlet further reported that Gesto's original lawyer, Amelia Esteban, cut ties with her former client after it emerged she tried to frame Ivan over the made-up 2016 crime. Now, here's great journalism for you. Here's great journalism. Who's Ivan, do you say? Well, they say up here, the Daily Wire will not name the ex-boyfriend because he's innocent. So they're not giving out his name. Down here, the outlet further reported the lawyer cut ties after she found out her client had tried to frame Ivan over the made-up. So we know at least the guy's name was Ivan. Great reporting, Daily Wire. I always believed Vanessa, and that's why I defended her. I feel humiliated and deceived. But you're supposed to believe them. Believe all of them, remember? This is the part that really bothered me. The brother of Gesto's ex maintained the falsely accused man's innocence, telling police from the minute of the accusations were lodged, his brother was sleeping when this supposedly occurred. Our mom spent days crying after he was arrested. Gesto was called the glue liar in Spain. And they wrap it up with this. The idea the woman could send an innocent man to prison for years solely so she could obtain compensation beggars belief, the judge said. Now, from my understanding, compensation beggars belief is basically like, it's the victim mentality of pay attention to me. Woe is me. It's so horrible this happened to me. Everybody give me love and acceptance because this happened to me. That seems to be all she could have gotten out of this. Instead, it's going to cost her about 30 grand US. It's going to cost her 10 years of her life. I don't know how old she is. Maybe it said in the article before it closed it. I don't know. But however long it is, I think there has to be a point in time where if someone goes up for a crime, whatever the crime is that they're accused of doing, and I can't name any of them, but you guys can understand what I'm saying here. If you're falsely accused, the person that falsely accused you needs to do the time that you are going to get. So if a man normally got 10 or 15 or 20 years for a crime, and it's found out that that was falsified, that person that made that claim needs to do the time instead. On top of that, if a guy ends up going to prison for, we'll say, 20 years, because a lot of times you're reading these guys that went away for long, long periods of time and with no evidence. If they're found not guilty of a crime and there was a prosecutor, a lawyer, a cop, or the accuser that was found that hid evidence and made them go away, they need to do the same amount of time he just did. We've got to start doing a little bit of eye for an eye here. Because when it's, oh, the prosecutor did this and they hid this information and the guy went for 20 years, but now that prosecutor's retired in 74, don't care. Go knock on that prosecutor's house and go, you owe us 25 years. And they can go spend the rest of the time in prison. Because otherwise, this stuff is not going to stop. It just keeps snowballing and snowballing, and people are getting more and more comfortable in doing this. And until it ends, you know, guys are getting less and less and less options as to how they defend themselves, even with physical, tangible evidence, or even with a witness of their own. I don't know how it got flipped on its head so badly, but something's got to be done. And until then, make sure if you're dating, make sure if you meet with somebody, make sure you screen for red flags. Make sure, and if you haven't, I've got a red flag video on it. And if you don't know where this goes, I just did a video last night about guys self-deleting themselves from being, upset, deeply depressed, sadness, all this other stuff. I just did a video on that too. Don't tell me that when guys have their lives ruined by this kind of thing, or they're shamed out of an industry, or they're shamed out of a job because of just an accusation without any criminal proceedings, we can't keep this up, because men are going to go one of two ways. Three ways. There's three ways men will go. Weak men will put up with it. Men with character are either going to A, walk away and not participate anymore, or B, fight back. And if they fight back, it's not going to be comfortable, and it's not going to be pretty. These are the guys that you know, kind of snap and go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and bad things happen. So we got to start doing something about this. But there you go. A woman will go through all these steps just to make a guy look guilty of something. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you had, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out betterbachelors.local.com. Check out my older videos. A lot of them are interesting and fun as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, we've still got 4 more months of 2020.